Welcome,
Mr. Pulling Your Legs Open, the Russell Price Morning Show. It's on the radio in Washington, D.C. and all around the world. It's all about talking about hand dancing this morning. Hand dancing will make your liver quiver in this town. It's something that people really love to do. If you don't understand what hand dancing is, it's all about hand dancing. All about hand dancing this morning. Hand dancing is a thing of the future for this town. And if you don't understand it, then you will not know what it is until you do it. So if you have never hand danced in this town, then you don't know what it's about. But hand dancing is a fixture in this town. It's something that people really love to do. So if you know about hand dancing and you care about hand dancing, stay tuned today because hand dancing has its ups and downs. But to some people, hand dancing is all they know. But there's a side of hand dancing that people have been hurt and upset with. And we're going to talk about that this morning. If you understand anything about the way hand dancing works, it's an aphrodisiac. People love hand dancing. And once you get to be involved in hand dancing, sometimes you can't get out. You go into a hand dancing environment and it's so beautiful and so awesome that you just want to be there and you can't get out. So I'm going to talk to you this morning about what hand dancing does to some people and how it affects some people's lives. Because what it does is, it's a hard thing to do if you don't understand the ins and outs of it. You can get caught up in hand dancing, and hand dancing can get caught up in you. So I want to talk to you about some of the things called heartaches of hand dancing, the heartaches of hand dancing. Hand dancing can break your heart for a man or a woman. It could be to the point where you don't know you're going to get bamboozled. You don't know you're going to get hoodwinked. You don't know you're going to get your heart broken until it's too late. The number here is 516-418-5482. If you know anybody who's been hurt by hand dancing or has been abused by hand dancing, give us a call or just find out what it's all about when it comes to being hand dancing, when it comes to being beat up by love. Welcome, Gwen. You might be a hand dancer. You may know something about this abuse and hand dancing, this sexual harassment and abuse and hand dancing. People have gotten involved with people in the hand dance community, and they didn't know that they were going to be hurt. They had no idea they were going to be hurt. But what happened was they got hurt, to the point where they couldn't get out. They got hurt over and over and over again. Sometimes people get hurt in hand dancing events, and they don't realize how they got hurt. But they get passed around in the hand dance community. Their heart gets beat up by love, TKO, over and over again, and they can't even see it coming. It just happens over and over again. And how that happens, what happens is people get fascinated by the dance, but they don't understand that there's people that's in the hand dance community, men and women, that will take advantage of you because you like the dance. They think that's the way to go. So what happens is you could fall in love with somebody at a hand dancing venue, start dancing with them, dating them, and then all of a sudden, 6 months later, they don't want to dance with you anymore. They don't want to sleep with you anymore. they go sleep with somebody else in the same venue that you've been sleeping with that person in. So they could, it could be the Eclipse, it could be the Chateau, it could be the VFW, but they will continue with someone else in your presence. And you will look at them and say, we used to go together, they'll stop dancing with you, or they'll look at you like you half crazy and keep on dancing with somebody else. So at that point, you have to make a decision. Do you want to stay in that venue with that person, knowing they used to go with you, and now they're going with somebody else, or do you stop going to that venue? And the average person sometimes can't do it. They can't go to that another venue, so they keep going back to that same venue. Then somebody else says, do you still go with so-and-so? No. Oh, well, let me talk to you. Then they start talking to you. At that point, then you're now going with them. So they get to be into a situation where now you're number two. A year from now, or 6 months from now, that person stops going with you, and then you start going with somebody else. Now you're three people down. Do you realize that in a 20-year period of hand dancing, the average woman or man may be 3 to 4 to 5 person down? That means they have dated 3 to 5 people in that hand dancing arena. So they're now what they call dancing with that person. So they now like that person, but they still dance with that another person. So now they reduce themselves down to what they call dancing partners or drinking partners. So they come into the venue and they see you. They was dating you 2 years ago, and now they say, hey, you want a drink? And they say, yeah, I'll buy a drink. Then at that point, they give you a drink, and they'll even come dance with you again because they still dance good and you like the way the person danced, so they dance with you. So at that point, they dance with you now, but they're not sleeping with you no more, but they're sleeping with somebody else, but you're still on the same venue. And in the hand dance community, there's a rule, an unwritten rule. You can dance with other people. You can dance with other people, which means that you don't have to dance with one person all night. It's hard to put someone who's a hand dancer on seat arrest. They will not stand for it. They will tell you, no, it's nothing wrong with me dancing with other people. So if you meet somebody and they start dancing with you or you start sleeping with them and then you break up, or while you're dancing, while you're going with that person, if they want to dance with somebody else, they will. And they will tell you up front, hey, this is what I do. I hand dance. And if you can't handle it, then we can't be together. I've seen situations where an individual met somebody at the Chateau. He started dancing with her. They liked each other. They danced with each other. They started going together to the point where she said, you can come sit at my table. At the Chateau, they had dancing tables where you can rent a table every week. So you had the same table. So they allowed she allowed him to sit at her dancing table. But what she did was sat on the outside and he was on the inside. So she was right sitting on the end of the table, and guys that she used to sleep with would come by, buy her a drink, pick her up, pull her up from the chair, from the table, and dance with her. Sometimes 2-3 records in concession. He'd sit there by himself, nursing a drink, waiting for somebody to bring her back to that table. Well, it got to the point where she didn't like it, or he didn't like it. He says, why do I have to sit here and watch you dance with people all the time when you're my woman? You know, I don't like it. I don't like the fact that you're my lady and you let men dance with you. I don't like it. So he tells her, I want you to tell these guys that you're my woman and to stop coming by here and dancing with her. She told him, you must be crazy. I've been coming here for 10 years. I got friends here, guys that I used to date, guys that are now my friends,
and I'm dancing with these men regardless. At that point, she told him, you don't like it? Don't you come to the Sacco on Friday. I want you to come to, you go to the Club Elite, and then afterwards you meet me somewhere else. So he stopped coming to the Chateau. He was hurt. He was upset because she put the hand dancing over their love affair or their love life. But this is how it goes. You could be rejected, reused, rebounded, or you could just be out of it. So what you want to know is how it happens. And normally how it happens is it starts with a hand dancing class. If you take a hand dance, you may get invited to a hand dancing venue, and you say, oh, this is a nice looking dance. I like the way this looks. I like what this is. I think I want to do this dance. So they say, well, let's take a hand dancing class. When you go to the hand dancing class, the instructor has first dibs. He will look around that hand dancing class and decide who he wants to dance with in some cases. And in some cases, he'll say, I like to dance with that person because she looks really good. But that's who he dances with and teaches the whole 6 weeks. Then he pairs up individuals to dance with each other. And sometimes what happens when they get paired up is they start dancing together and they meet after the class and they start dancing together and they start sleeping together in the hand dancing class. The instructor also, in some cases, get a hold of the person that he's teaching, and he starts sleeping with that person. But after the 6 weeks is over, they graduate, and they go out to the real hand-dancing world. The person that they're sleeping with in the hand-dancing class, really, they find out is not that great of a dancer because they were learning the same way each other was learning. So when they get out to the hand-dancing class, they realize that, wait a minute, these are some hand dancing real out here. I call them the hand dancing professional heartbreakers. They will break your heart, man. They will dance you into the, press you into the bed, and then when they do with you, they're going to get rid of you. But you don't know that because you're excited about hand dancing, and you see this person who looks good, who can dance good, and the person may not have a pot to piss in or when to throw it out. But they can dance good. They may be just somebody who is shooting real bad, but they are somebody who basically can dance good. At that point, they dance that person, and they switch up. The person they were dancing with in the hand dancing class, they drop that person, stop going with that person, and go with this new guy that basically has got more dance moves. So now she thinks she got somebody new. She thinks she got a real hand dancer. So now she's in love with this person. But what she realizes is that he's been doing this for a long time. He's surgical with it. He's been dancing with people and letting them go for a long time. They know what the hand dancing rapport is. That guy knows how it's done. So he now dances her, whirls her around. It may last 6 months. He's sleeping with her, dancing with her. And here's the key. If you go to a place like the Chateau, there's two dance floors. So that dude will dance with her on one dance floor and go to another dance floor and dance with a woman that he slept with before or he's trying to sleep with for new. So he's got two things going. He's dancing with the one on one side of the dance floor. On the other side of the club, he's dancing with somebody new. But here's how it works. Nobody is checking nobody because you can do that in a hand dance situation. You don't have to check nobody. You can't say to him, why are you over across the room dancing with that woman? Why are you over there buying that woman a drink? Why are you not sitting here with me? They don't do that. They don't do that. They go from one woman to another woman. And here's the key. You have to accept it because you're in a dancing environment and people say you can dance with each other. So now after he's checking a new woman out, he'll stop dancing with you or he'll tell you we're no longer together. We don't go together anymore. Now, what's your decision at that point? Do you stop coming to the Chateau because he don't go with you no more? You like dancing now. You hooked on the dancing thing. So you say to the person, hey, I'm not going to stop coming to the Chateau. because we don't go together anymore. So now when you come back to the chateau, he done told all his boys and people in the chateau, I don't go with her no more. So that a guy will ask, are you through with her? I'm through with her. You can date her or see if she like you. So then his buddy will come up to you because he's been dancing with you anyway because the mere fact that everybody can dance with anybody. So he's already been dancing with you periodically before he starts sleeping with you because he knows his boy was sleeping with you. So he'll start dancing with you. At that point now, you like the way he danced. He starts buying you drinks. Next thing you know, you start dating him. So when you start dating him, then now you're two dudes in the hand dance field. You two dudes down. It'll go on again where now he stops dancing with you or he stops sleeping with you, and now you're meeting somebody new. So now you got 3 to 4 people in the chateau you done slept with. But now they done broke your heart. They broke your heart, but they also recycled you, rejected you, and rebound you, but you can't get out. You're still stuck in this hand dance situation. So you got to know what you got instead of calling what's not. The number here is 516-418-5482. If you want to talk about an experience that happened to you in any hand dancing environment, but it's real. It's real. It's people who hand dance, what I call hand dance, sexually harass you. They also abuse you, and they let you know they don't care about you. And this goes on for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. You can go back and see people who were dancing 30 years ago at the Solar Eclipse, and now they're dancing at the VSW, and there's dudes in there that they have been with. There's guys in there that they have been with, and they have been with them for years, and some people are married. Now, here's the other side of this coin. There's guys that are married that come to the chateau. The wives don't come to the chateau. Their wives at home. So they can dance at the chateau, have a relationship with the chateau, get somebody pregnant at the chateau, have a baby at the chateau, and the wife may never know about it, or the wife do know about it, but the wife may not never come to the chateau, but then he can also drop her like a hot potato and go with somebody else, and she still has that baby at home. So now the baby's at home, brand new baby, but she can't stop coming to the chateau. So she will still come to the chateau, be the baby at home. The chateau used to have what they call a chateau picnic on the parking lot at the chateau. The woman who got pregnant by a married man would bring the baby in a stroller at the chateau picnic. And they would take the baby in the stroller, pull up in the stroller. The baby's daddy would be in the stroller, hand dancing with somebody else on the parking lot. But she can't get out. It's a serious situation. You got to know what you got instead of calling what's not. But have you ever been rebounded, rejected, reused? Have you ever been hurt by a hand dancer? Have you ever been really hurt by a hand dancer? You got to know what you got instead of calling what's not. What you need to do is look deep before you leave. All that glitter is not gold. Because somebody can dance, are they really the man you want to be with? Find out what that person's background is. Look deep before you leave. Check with that person. Check with people that know that person. Because there's all kind of things going on in the hand dance community when it comes to your heart. You have to protect your heart and understand what your heart is. But it goes on. Before the pandemic, it was rampant. Now the pandemic has stopped some of that because people can't get out like they used to get out. But you need to know what it is when it comes to hand dancing heartache. Have you known anyone, or have you experienced anyone that has been involved with hand dancing heartache? That's just a few of some of the stories, but it's like this every day. People are being passed around in the hand dance community. Not because they want to be passed around, because the hand dancing is an aphrodisiac and they can't get out. But what's even worse is if you're 4, 5, 6 dudes down and now you let yourself go. You don't look the same. You don't have the same body 10 years later, 20 years later. And now nobody wants to dance with you, per se, to get in bed with you. They'll still dance with you and buy you a drink, but you'll be in there no longer for relationships. You'll be in there for just having fun and dancing. But you can look around the room and see where your life has been sexually. Do you want to look around a room and see where your life has been sexually? Everybody that you slept with is in a room. How does that make you feel when none of them wanted to marry you, or no man cared about you enough to marry you, or they disrespected you right in front of you? They danced with somebody else. You could go across the room and see a man that you was with, or the man that you're supposed to be with, bopping with somebody else. His leg is between her leg. He's grabbing on her. He's swinging her around. And you can tell they've been to bed together. And some women will take what they call secondhand love in hand dancing community. They will take what they call a secondhand love because they like the man so much. And they know he got somebody else. But as long as he get a dance with her, as long as he get a drink with her, as long as he give her some sex, they come back to the same location week after week after week. And they talk, and people in the hand dance community talk. They talk about the men in the hand dance community. They talk about the women in the hand dance community. They have rumors about men, about women, and they still talk to each other. So they can hear something about a guy. They can say, this guy's a player, 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 player. You know, he's been with so-and-so. He's been with so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so. And they still dance with him and still give him some. They got rumors around. They got rumors, and they got rumors all over the hand dance community. And the guy's still been able to see somebody. They'll say to somebody, that guy is a drug addict. You know, he's on drugs, but you know he ain't got nothing. But they still pick up somebody to dance with, and somebody will sleep with that person, knowing that they've been properly briefed that he's a drug addict. They'll say that person's homeless. That person don't have nothing. He can't even get here. You know, he don't have nothing to even get here. You know, but guess what? He can dress good, put a suit on, and come into a hand dancing venue, the VFW, the Eclipse, or the Sato, and pick up a woman. And the woman could be a GS13. She got a nice Mercedes and a nice house. Next thing you know, she's sponsoring this man. Sponsoring the man, and he still got other women that he's dancing with and sleeping with right in front of her. Is that abuse or is that abuse? It's hand dancing abuse. It's sexually hand dancing abusing somebody because they're that weak, because they can't get rid of that guy. They can't get rid of that guy, so now she's sponsoring him, buying him some shoes, buying him some clothes, giving him money. And she still watches him hand dance with somebody else. Still knows he's sleeping with somebody else. And he don't really have his stuff together. That's what it is. It's called hand dancing abuse. There's rumors about guys that have been locked up in jail. Come out of jail, come to the Chateau, or come to the Eclipse, or come to a hand dancing venue, and they say they're bisexual. People get the information. They say that guy over there is bisexual, or that guy over there is not, he's homosexual, whatever. They don't care as long as they can dance good, or they will be misled by the man and get fired by the man, and he goes from women to women to women. What I'm telling you tonight or today or now, you can, whenever you hear this video or you visit this video or you go on the blog talk or you go on to pulling your eyelids open. I'm pulling your eyelids open this morning. Hand dancing is not for the weak at heart if your heart is weak. If you have a weak heart and you can't handle hand dancing, don't put your dog in that fight. Or you go right to the hand dancing venue and protect your heart. If you like to dance, then just dance. That's all you do. But if you think you can dance and get love at the same time, you're totally fooling yourself. totally fooling yourself. Hand dancing is not for the weak of heart, if you got a weak heart. They will run circles around you. They sit there and wait for the hand dancing class to graduate. They've been doing this for years. They know what to do. When you come into the hand dancing venue and you just graduated from a hand dancing class, you are a new recruit. They will look at you and say, I'm going to get that. And in some cases, they get that. But then they let you go and they pass you around. So I want you to pass this around. If you understand what I'm trying to properly brief you on, to know what you got instead of calling what it's not. I'm not going to be on here long. I just want you to understand that hand dancing is not for the weak at heart if you got a weak heart. You need to know what you got. But don't be passed around the hand dancing venue. Don't let people know or let yourself know that now you can't get out. Get out before you can get out. Before you can't get out. Get out before you can't get out. This is what it's all about. I hope this information will help somebody, because somebody needs to know. And if you don't think what I'm saying is true, talk to some people who's been hurt by a hand dancer. Talk to somebody who has been passed around. Talk to somebody who has, I've seen situations where a lady got invited to a hand dancing venue. She fell in love with a guy that's a great hand dancer. He took her in the venue, and then he got rid of her. After 6 months, he would stop dancing. She was a pretty woman. But then other ladies didn't like her. They didn't like her because she was so pretty, and she had so many good clothes and so many nice cars, and they would tell her, treat her bad, grit on her. These are ladies now abusing another lady in the hand dance community. It got to the point where they set her car afire. They set her car afire, and they went to her house and burnt her house up. And she still kept coming back to the same venue because she still was hung up on the same man, and she was being passed around. But she got that low esteem. Hand dances took her out to that degree. I've seen people who were married who left their husband to go to a hand dancing venue. They took a hand dancing class. The husband didn't come. They went to the Sato or the VFW or any hand dancing venue and kept coming 3 or 4 times a week. The husband said, what the heck? Where's my wife? How come she's not home? How come she don't cook any meals? How come she's not being my wife? She's not here. He follows her one day and finds out that she's in the hand dancing venue dancing up a storm. But when he walked in, he saw her in the arms of another man dancing, hand dancing. But the way she was hand dancing, he could tell it was more than hand dancing. It was hand prancing. So he goes up to the guy and approaches the guy. The guy tells him, get out my face, man. Your wife is my friend. I mean, I like her, but he's sleeping with her. They get outside. He gets to a fight. They call the police. They got the guy locked up. Locked the guy up. But guess what? It went nowhere because the wife wouldn't even come testify because she was hand-danced up. And she still kept coming to the hand-dancing venue. Never stopped coming. So that's how powerful this hand-dancing thing is. You are allowed to dance with other men and women. If you're dating somebody in the hand dance community, you cannot put them on cedar rest. It all depends on what your attitude is about hand dance. But if you're a weak-hearted woman, don't think you can come to the hand dance venue and just dance. Oh, I'm just here for the dancing. It's good exercise. I'm not messing with nobody. If you got a good man and you really somebody who really is in love with your mate or your spouse or your significant other, and they say to you, hey, I trust you, and you know you trust your spouse, you can handle a hand dance venue. If that's the case, most cases it's not the case. Once a person gets in the hand dance venue and they start dancing and drinking and the music comes on, the songs come on, and the slow songs, and they get loose. And next thing you know, they meet after this hand dancing venue. They start sleeping with each other. They start cheating with each other. They're married people, or they have girlfriends, or they have boyfriends, or they have men friends. They got people that they deal with. It's all about what you can do when it comes to the hand dancing community and the hand dancing venue. So again, I'm not going to stay on long. I just want to properly brief you on the hand dancing sexual harassment abuse. And let's go over it again. You want to be either one of these auras. You want to be either reused, rebound, rejected, or rebounded. What is reused? Reused means that you started dancing with one person, sleeping with one person, and they got rid of you, but you couldn't leave the hand dancing venue, so you met somebody else. They asked that person who they were dancing with you and sleeping with you, is it okay that I sleep with her? Can I go after her? And he says, yes. Now you are being reused. You're also being rejected by that person. Rebound could be where you got left by somebody in the hand dance community. They got rid of you, and because you hurt, you just grab the next hand dancer that you feel feels all right, and you start sneaking with him. It's called a rebound. You just rebounded yourself. So you can be rejected, rebounded, reused. Those things are real in the hand dance community. But what you want to do is protect yourself. There's some people that come to the hand dance community with their spouse, with their boyfriend, their man friend, their lover, and all they want to do is dance with each other. They don't dance with other people. They just dance with them, the both of them together. And they say, this is what it is. I'm here because I like to hand dance. I like to hand dance with my man. I want to hand dance with my woman. I don't want to hand dance with Lottie, Dottie, and everybody. I don't want nobody touching my woman. I don't want nobody having access to my woman's waist. I don't want nobody to have access to her up against his chest or my chest. I want to be basically by myself with my man or my woman. So where you stand in the hand dance community, this has been Power of Information, Pulling Your Eyelids Open. My name is Russell Price. I'm the publisher of Be There Magazine. Check yourself. Pandemic's going to be over soon. Sometime next year, you'll be able to come back out hand dancing. But beware of the snake in the grass, because you'll be bit. And if you get bit, you can't get out.